Yeah, I mean, we love playing at Portland Road. We're getting quite a few people there now to come and watch. But playing here is just something else, really. Just seeing that many people in the crowd cheering you on, it's a fantastic feeling and something we love to do each year.
And in terms of following on from the guys, you inherit a bit more of a crowd as well at the start. It's kind of up to you then to keep the crowd here, which last year happened pretty well.
Yeah, exactly. Last year, quite a few people stayed on to watch, especially for the first innings. I think second innings, more people started to leave. I think that's just been quite a long day by then, but hopefully people like what they see and decide to stay for longer as well this year.
You're right that Portland Road has become a good home venue, and also for a lot of the young girls that are coming through the system, they're being very much encouraged to come along, and we may be getting a new viewership for the game as well.
Yeah, definitely. At Portland Road we've had a number of spectators come now that, you know, aren't related to any of us playing, and there's a number of boys and girls coming to watch, and it's great to see them, like little girls coming along asking for autographs and stuff like that, and I think that's just exactly what we want to see, and I think it's great that we can be role models for the little girls and show them exactly what they can achieve.
And there's no doubt that this is very timely with the Women's World Cup going on at the moment, because this tournament, I think, has captured the interest of the British public more than any women's cricket tournament that we've seen.
Yeah, definitely. I think the standard of cricket that's being played has just shown everybody what women's cricket is about, and the fact that England are playing so well, it's just made English cricket go from strength to strength, and it's shown so many people what can be achieved when women play cricket.
And they really are trailblazers in the 50-over format as well. Their ability to accelerate over the last 15 or 20 overs, you can see why they're very much going to be competing for this title.
Yeah, exactly. We're all hoping that they will go big and win at the final. And I think the performances against Australia and New Zealand in particular have just shown how strong English cricket is and how good the girls really are.
Do you think the changing perception of the game as well? I was just saying to you before we start the interview that the number of times they're putting the ball in the crowd, the distance of the hitting, a lot of the old clichés are being nicely thrown away, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I think the women have shown exactly just how much women can hit with power and the strength that these girls have got, and they train so hard in the gym as well, and I think it's great for the crowd to see and young girls to see that, you know, cricket's not just for guys to hit powerfully. The girls are clearing the ropes and they're getting the ball into the stands on a regular basis as well, so it's fantastic to see that.
You're captain of Warwickshire, but you're still a young player. Mm-hmm. When you see that World Cup, you're thinking, well, that's where I want to be in the next few years, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's never over. I think as long as you're still performing, and if you perform at county level, you'll still get noticed by England, and it's never going to be out of the window, that. So, yeah, just try and aim for that if I can.
And you've been with Warwickshire since you were what?
Nine.
Yeah,
so yeah, this is my 13th season for Warwickshire already.
Which is not a bad effort. I suppose you must share the frustration that I know the chief executive has here, Neil Snowball, that you didn't get a Super League franchise here, because whether it be at Portland Road, which you could absolutely fill, or whether it be playing a few games here, I think you'd have got the crowds in.
Yeah, exactly. We were obviously really gutted not to get a Super League franchise. But hopefully if it continues to expand as it's doing really well, then who knows, hopefully we'll get one in the future and we'll prove that we deserve it and that we can put on as much of a spectacle as everyone else.
So without having a Super League place and playing for your home county, can you make a living out of cricket? How do you make ends meet?
It is quite tough, to be honest. It is very difficult. I think it just shows how committed we are. We do struggle to train as a team because everyone has to be in different places. So at the minute, no, we can't make a living out of county cricket, and I'm hopeful that in the future we can. And that's what we want to show younger girls coming through, that domestic cricket, that you can make a living out of it. But at the minute, it is quite difficult. But I think we don't play for that at the minute. We play for the love of the game, and we play for the team and for the club, and that's where we're at the minute.
So what else are you having to do in order to make sure you've got a living, or are you studying? Or?
Yeah, so I've just graduated from university. Most of the girls in the team are at university or in full-time jobs. Doing whatever we can to try and train as much as possible. And when we can meet up where we can, that's what we try and do.
And would you love a Super League place for yourself as an individual if it can't happen here? Is that something that you aspire to?
Yeah, definitely. So hopefully I'll be in the Loughborough Lightning squad this year and try and... just play well for them and see where that'll take me.
In terms of this game this weekend, I know that you've got the early game against Lancashire, then here at Edgbaston against Sussex. Who are the players in the Bears lineup now that spectators should be looking out for?
Definitely Amy Jones. She's led the way with the bat completely in these T20s. Love watching her bat. She's fantastic. And then really just everyone plays their role in the team. Bowling wise, we've got Kate Green opening the bowling. Hooping in swingers, fantastic to watch, you know. But everyone in the team plays their role and everyone contributes, so look out for everyone, really.
You got all the skills covered there for. You got the swing bowlers, you got the spin bowlers. And the boundary last year was in a long way. Would you hope that it's not quite so close this year?
Yeah, I think we've had a word with the groundsman this year. He's going to put it back a bit. But having said that, last year at least it meant that we got a massive total on the board. And that was good to see. But yeah, hopefully this year it'll be pushed out a little bit more and we'll show that we can still clear the ropes.